A Bright Future. In the October 2011 General Conference, President Boyd K. Packer reminded us that we need not fear, because we have much to look forward to. His counsel provides hope for a bright future. When I was 17, about ready to graduate from high school, as a very average student with some handicaps, as I thought, everything around us came apart one Sunday morning. The next day, we were called to the high school auditorium. On the stage was a chair with a small radio. The principal switched on the radio. We then heard the voice of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt as he announced that Pearl Harbor had been bombed. The United States was at war with Japan. Later that scene was repeated. Again the voice of President Roosevelt, this time announcing that our country was at war with Germany. World War II had exploded across the world. All at once, our future was uncertain. We did not know what was ahead. Would we live to get married and have a family? Today there are wars and rumors of wars, and the whole earth is in commotion. Alma chapter 42, verse 8. You, our youth, may feel uncertainty and insecurity in your lives. You need not fly aimlessly to and fro, unsure of the path ahead. There are those who know the way. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. You must learn to trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. You must be trustworthy and surround yourself with friends who desire to be likewise. Sometimes you might be tempted to think as I did from time to time in my youth, the way things are going, the world's going to be over with. The end of the world is going to come before I get to where I should be. Not so. You can look forward to doing it right, getting married, having a family, seeing your children and grandchildren, maybe even great-grandchildren. If you will follow these principles, you will be watched over and protected, and you yourself will know by the promptings of the Holy Ghost which way to go. For by the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. I promise you that it will be so. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Council to Youth, Ensign, November 2011, page 16 and pages 18 through 19. What do you look forward to? I can't wait to finish personal progress, start dating, go on a mission, get married in the temple and have kids. Noni E. I look forward to my patriarchal blessing, a mission, college, temple marriage, raising a family, and living a life worthy of the celestial kingdom. Alexander S. I'm looking forward to college. It's going to be a whole new adventure. I'm super excited but a little scared. Kayla B. I'm anxiously waiting to serve a mission, graduate from college, and watch my children grow. Irwin S. I want to serve a mission, get an education, and find a good job and a good wife. I know it may sound like a stereotype, but that's exactly how I'd like my future to be. Octavio C. I look forward to the day my family accepts the gospel. Shifra S. I look forward to getting married in the temple, going to college and becoming a ballet teacher. Katie S. I'm looking forward to getting sealed to my future husband. I'm also looking forward to my future callings in the church. Kelsey M. How do you face the future? Keep smiling. If you smile, you feel so much better. If you smile and just be happy, your future will look better. We have tons of options. Set goals, dream big, and don't forget to keep smiling. Cynthia H. When I feel anxious about my future, I read my patriarchal blessing. Heavenly Father promises blessings to those who have faith in Him and His Son, Jesus Christ, and who keep the commandments. Shauna B. A video about your great future. Many prophets have talked about the great things your generation will do in the future. Watch a short video with some of their encouraging words at lds.org/go/22g. See President Packer's full address. Read, watch, or listen to President Packer's full address online at lds.org/go /22H. End of the article, A Bright Future.